IAFRIKN. iAfrican Radio.
Welcome to another episode of iAfrican Bites. My name is Bataung Kotsokwane, cybersecurity researcher and news editor at iAfrican.com. Africa has been incorrectly labeled as the dark continent for millennia. With flourishing economies, a large youth population, and rising cell phone penetration, the term the dark continent has never been further from the truth. We spoke with Andile Ngaba, an executive chairman of Convergence Partners, to debunk this myth. Through the acquisition of Cyrix, a cloud hyper-convergence company, Ngaba reveals the investment approach to digitizing Africa and netting an African internet village. Mr. Ngaba, Convergence Partners is celebrating 16-year anniversary this year. Now, from your time as Director General of Communication in Nelson Mandela's government up until now, how has the South African ICT landscape changed? I mean, have we reached the maturation levels that were planned in 94?
Well, I think Convergence Partners will be 20 years in 2023, to be more specific, basically. But we can come back to that. Look, I would say that there was a cliche used by people in a number of international conferences in the early 90s, mm-hmm. which was there were more telephones in Manhattan than the rest of the African continent. Mm-hmm. But today, I mean, we are proud to say that we have close to a billion mobile phones in Africa.
Yes, sir.
So has there been progress from the 90s to today? The answer is yes. You know, there has been good progress from where I sit in terms of connectivity. However, there's more that we need to do. I mean, no doubt about it, as an industry, as a sector across the continent, to continue to bridge the digital divide. The ITU and the UN, for instance, published a book defining the gap that we still need to close, i.e. we need about $428 billion between now and 2030 to close the digital divide in the world, right? Mm-hmm. This is... Sir. Just over 2 billion people who are not yet connected onto the internet, right? And about 100 billion of that is needed in the next 10 years in the African continent. Mm-hmm. So, yes, a lot has been done, but with, you know, SDGs, you know, that need to be achieved in 2030, and digitalization of Africa is key and central, and we all need to work together, be it private sector, startups, government, regulators, society, towards achieving that goal. As we all know that, you know, no child can learn today if that child does not have access to the internet. No business that can run today if that business does not have access to the internet. Right? And social life of young people is around the internet. It's online. I mean, you know, and that online, it is not about being online now and being offline. It is about being online consistently and perpetually. So that is what we need as a continent. For that, yes, we have a lot of work ahead of us. You know, we need to invest in the digital infrastructure, in optic fiber, in cloud, in data centers, in edge computing, and in software. We need to develop and fund startups like you guys, and fund software developers, and fund young people to build the unicorns of Africa. Yes, that's what we need.
Ngaba, Convergence Partners has such a huge portfolio, you know, right across the ICT sector. But I want to ask, can you share Convergence's first success story in technology investment that really gave your firm confidence in the ICT sector?
We are a long-term investor. I mean, in most of the things we have done, we take a very long-term approach. There is nothing for us that we have done that is long-term. I mean, technology infrastructure, I mean, technology, businesses, we take a very long-term approach. I wouldn't single one specific, but what I could say is that I will highlight one or two significant investments that had a huge impact. All what we do, basically, we are impact investors. But I'm just going to give one or two examples about SICOM. So SICOM, for instance, in East Africa, came in when there were no submarine cables whatsoever. Nothing, right? And SICOM lowered the price of connectivity in Mozambique, in Tanzania, in Kenya, in Sudan, in Djibouti, etc. Right? And also including those countries that don't have access. We then put in this submarine cable, which dropped the price of connectivity.
Yes.
Significantly. Okay. And that increased innovation, you know, new startups were born, internet companies were born. It honestly changed East Africa as we have known it before the arrival of SICOM. So I really would like to say that is one example that we have seen, basically. I mean, the second example, of course, companies such as C², where there's fiber in places like Uganda, in places like Ghana, in places like Liberia that we have put in. I mean, and therefore, you know, so there are many of these examples I can give, I mean, that really changed, I mean, the way in which connectivity, I mean, we had a SIM card business, a partnership with Gemalto, for instance, more than 15 years ago. And again, we lowered the price of a SIM card to make a SIM card as something that is ubiquitous and available to as many people. So yes, impact for us, you know, is critical. Impact in terms of connectivity, in terms of changing lives of people and society. That's what we are doing. That's what we are doing in the African continent. And that's what really our passion is. It is about seeing lives of people changing because of digital technologies, basically. That's what really drives us. So those are a few examples I can give. I mean, there are many, but I just, in the interest of time, just to pick up those.
One thing in common between us and you is that we share the love of Africa, specifically digifying Africa and essentially creating this digital village. And let's come to Cyrix. Now, strategically, what capacity, your acquisition of Cyrix, what strategic capacity does Cyrix bring into your domain?
Now, Cyrix, for instance, one, is a well-established company in South Africa, over 25 years of experience under one leadership, right? Yes, in the hyper-converged environment, right? In cloud, in security, basically. I mean, these are technologies, solutions, and services that every tech company is looking for, right? Nice. Every client is looking for. So when you look at, on one side, what Inc. is doing in Cote d'Ivoire, in Nigeria, in Cameroon, in Zambia, right, in Botswana, right, in Malawi, in partnership in Mozambique, right, and in the countries where we have partners. Those are the countries where we have people on the ground. So we have realized that South Africa is critical for our growth strategy as an edge company, right? And we needed a company to complement us, in our edge journey. And, you know, edge cloud, edge AI, edge services and solutions. That's what we do as Inc. That's our bread and butter. And we said, what is the complementary service we need in South Africa? We said we need a hyper-converged environment, a company that understands cloud, a company that understands, you know, intelligent connectivity, a company that understands security, a company that understands managed services. We looked and looked and said, there is Cyrex. They are very skilled, very knowledgeable, very capable, very experienced, great leadership, great clients. We said, this is the company that really will complement us as Inc. And therefore, we will now be able to say to, for instance, Cyrex's clients that are not only in South Africa, but are in Pan-African, you know, that they have footprint in Pan-African environment, that we can give them that wall-to-wall service. Similarly, a company that is in Nigeria that wants to operate in South Africa, basically in Southern Africa, we will give that company that wall-to-wall service, basically, of managed services, you know, hyper-converged, edge cloud services, managed services, you know, cybersecurity, you know. And by the way, I mean, Cyrex is a gold partner of Microsoft, right? So those are skills and capabilities that are at Cyrex today. And with a really great track record, and they're very much client-centric. So that is what is at Cyrex, and which we believe as Inc. we will complement each other. And we are very excited about this. We are now waiting for the regulatory process, I mean, Competition Commission approvals, ICASA approvals, before we can do anything. But I mean, those processes usually would take 90 days or so. And then depending on how busy, for instance, the regulator and the Competition Commission are, but we are very confident there's nothing that would really make this deal not to continue. And we are looking forward to the response from the regulators of the country and the Competition Commission. But from a business point of view, from a market point of view, this is going to put us to be number one in the edge environment, edge cloud environment, and to be amongst the leading companies in hyperconverged, basically, and managed services, you know, for enterprises in South Africa and in a Pan-African environment. So that is what Cyrex is bringing into the fold. We are very excited about, you know, I mean, all these, you know, this partnership and with Cyrex.
Mr. Nkaba, I just want to go back a bit on something that you said. The relationship between Convergence and Inc. in making those investment decisions or identifying those investments gap, like you identified Cyrex to complement what Inc. was doing. How does Convergence and Inc., what's the relationship between and who makes those decisions?
It's Inc. Remember, Inc. is a company of Convergence Partners.
Yes, sir.
Inc. is a company 100% owned by Convergence Partners.
Okay.
There's a board of Inc. There's an executive group, executive of Inc. These are the people who are driving this strategy. Of course, we are in the board, but the strategy is driven by Inc. Inc. has a team based in Bangalore in India, by the way. I mean, our software development team is based in Bangalore. I mean, that's where we built our SDN and a VH AI, which is our own software, our own platform. And we are not resellers of anybody. We have built our own technology in as far as SDN, NFV, I mean, and SD-WAN is concerned, right? So all of that, we are an open source house. We have partnerships with AWS as Inc. And so we are very experienced in software. We are very experienced in the services layer. We are very experienced in the connectivity layer. That is why Inc. is building what is called a fabric to provide, you know, what is called edge zones in different parts of the African continent. We have what we call the Western Zonal Region, which is West Africa, ECOWAS. We have the southern zonal region where edge zones will be located in SADC. Okay. And we have ECOWAS in the west, and we have COMESA in the east, and uh-huh. we also have Maghreb in the north. And we uh-huh. have identified, we are now at about 70%. By Q1 in 2023, we would have completed a full coverage of Africa of having these edge zones as sub-regions of connectivity and our connectivity layer using what we call the fabric, that connects all these edge cloud zonal areas. Now, with Cyrex's, what I said about Cyrex's managed services, infrastructure as a service, hyperconverge, that gets overlaid on top of what we are doing. So that is really going to be very cool, to be honest with you, in terms of what this combined business will be able to do.
With the acquisition of a company like Cyrex, I just want to know what are the considerations that the Competition Commission typically has to make in terms of, to see if the deal can go through?
So, there are standard things they look at. For instance, are we going to have a monopoly position or not? Mm-hmm. What are the characteristics of each of the companies? Is there an unfair advantage that we will have in the market? Mm-hmm. Are there people who will object to the transaction for whatever reasons? So all those type of things. We have looked at it. We believe that, our relationship with Cyrex is very fair and square, and that we do not see any hindrance in the regulators making a decision to give us a go-ahead. We are not a monopoly of any field, and we are very competitive in the market, and that's what we are.
Mr. Ngaba, you've shared a lot about your African aspirations and what you're currently doing to achieve them. There's another sort of project I'd like you to share on. That's the construction of Africa's first private sector satellite, Intelsat. New Dawn. Can you just tell me?
Oh, yeah. That's about more than 10 years ago. Remember, one of the projects we did some time back as Convergence Partners was a joint venture with Intelsat to build one of the largest satellites in the African continent. Yes, that satellite was launched in French Guiana in Kourou. Mm-hmm. So we are very proud of that history. And as I always say that, we will go back in the satellite game at some point. But now there are different types of satellites being built. Mm-hmm. These micro satellites. Are we going to consider satellite deployment in the future? The answer is a big yes.
Okay, lovely.
Because there is space for fiber. There is 100%. Space for wireless, 5G, 6G. There is space for satellite, right? So all of these complement each other. So there's space for all of those. As we are all planning to get into metaverse or web 3.0, we need multiplicity of connectivity platforms. Fiber, wireless, basically, and satellite. These will remain the building blocks of connectivity, basically. And they will always complement each other. So yes, satellite, optic fiber in the ocean, on land, optic fiber to your house, satellite dish, wireless to your house, all these. And we, for instance, we are excited now. We are looking at 6G in the terahertz range. Mm-hmm. and that's what for us is very, very interesting. Because as we are beginning the debate about 6G, we are looking at, billions of IoT devices connected. Mm-hmm. 6G is no more going to be about you and me talking in a mobile device. It's just going to be about everything connected. I mean, you know, whether it's a car, whether it's a geyser or a fridge and all those type of things. So the next generation of connectivity is nothing to do with humans. It's about machines, right? This is what really we are building the infrastructure for. It's that machine to machine, which will be driven by decentralized and blockchain. We are at that. And one of the things we have talked about, you might have seen the paper that we published with UNESCO, basically, I mean, myself and some colleagues at UNESCO, what we call connectivity credits, how you create what we call digital bonds, or how you tokenize connectivity using NFTs, rather than for you to be paying dues or subscription, but having a tokenized model of connectivity. This is where we are going. That's where the future of digital is. And we are busy planning for that future. And that's basically the next generation that interests us. And we are very active in both at a conceptual level and also at an experimental level about all this new way of communications that is coming.
Mr. Ngaba, you know, be it satellites, be it optic fiber, be it edge zones, can see a passion for African connectivity, whether it's Inc. or convention partners. But I want to know, in trying to conquer Africa, what are some of the challenges that make it tricky around, you know, connecting Africa? Is it regulation? Is it, you know, investment money shortfall? What are some of the challenges been?
We are not conquering. For us, Africa is home. For us, Africa is, we are Africans. For us, we really believe that, you know, just to share with you that by 2034, there will be 2 billion people in Africa.
Yes, right? Sir.
By mid-2030s, right, the biggest population of youth of the world will be in the African continent, right? And 100%. Therefore, the digitalization of Africa is an inevitable path for the success of humanity, right? So we do this because we believe that Africa is going to be a leading digital continent in the world. And that's going to happen. That is going to happen. And what I'm saying is that because the majority of youth of the world is going to be here in this beautiful continent of ours, that gives us that competitive edge in terms of future skills and, you know, the labor force leading up to 2040, right? And that labor force will be digital in nature. That is the Africa we are building. We are building, this is the foundation that we're building for the next 15 years, so that as we begin to enter 2040 with an Africa of 2 billion people, right, we are the leading continent when it comes to the digital humanity. That is that going to happen? The answer is a big yes.
Yes, 100%.
That's where we are going. We are going to be leading because our population is young, what we call demographic dividend. That demographic dividend, together with the digital dividend, both of them put together in one basket, will create a digital explosion in the African continent. 10 years from today, 15 years from today. That is coming, and it is going to surprise a lot of people. If you look at the growth of internet traffic today, Africa is growing faster than any other continent. True. Yes, we might be growing from a lower base, but from a pace of growth, we are faster than anyone else. That tells you where Africa is going. Look at the number of data center companies flocking in South Africa, in the African continent. Everybody has seen that Africa has content, for instance, the content of music, the content of art, the content of everything you can find that creativity. Remember the internet, it is about creativity. It is about content, right?
Yes.
That, I mean, you look at Music of Africa Online, Music of Africa Online. You look at, you know, the humor, the comedy, right? Everything you find, Africans generate content of international consumption, right? We will be flooding the metaverse, right, with almost everything you can think about that is uniquely African, from wildlife to music to movies to art to everything you can find. And once all these are digitized, no one will touch the continent of Africa. We will be the leading digital continent of this planet. Is that going to happen? The answer is
100% yes. It has to happen. It has to happen. Mr. Ngaba, we share your passion for Africa, for connecting Africa. Thank you so much for your time. On behalf of iAfrican.com, it was certainly a wonderful conversation, and we look forward to having many conversations. We look forward to the success of Inc. and Convergence Partners, and see you in the future.
Thank you for listening to iAfrican Bytes. Do check out our other podcasts on iafrican.com/radio. That is iafrican.com/radio.